Dobro, zdaj, še te dve urci bi si pogledali en mačk, kakšno analogno obdelavo si prvoščimo. Brez analogne obdelave, bomo videli, da ne gre predvsem v radijskem spremniku. So the 2 hours, I would like to finish with the analog signal processing. Signal processing, now everyone is teaching you about digital stuff these days, but in some occasions we badly need analog processing before we can bring the signal in such a form that we can work it in digital way. Naš problem je zdaj sprejemnik. Our problem is the receiver. In kakšni so zdaj računi za sprejemnik? Jaz iz antene dobim signal zdaj, velikosten razred, minus 100 dBm. To stvar je treba, minus 100 dBm ne moremo obdelati z nobeno digitalijo. What we got from antenna, this is minus 100 dBm, there is no digital circuitry that can process minus 100 dBm. We first have to amplify the signal and also filter out interference we really don't want, else our circuit gets really complicated. Se pravi, stvari moramo ojačati, ne? Moramo vse v grobem izsejati v signale, ki nas ne zanimajo, zato ker nismo mi edini uporabnik radijskega spektra. At least, broadly speaking, we have to filter out signals we don't want, because we are not the only user of the frequency spectrum. In na kakšno raven moramo priti signalem z obdelavo? So, if we want to do any processing, we need something around 0 dBm, 1 milliwatt here for processing. 1 milliwatt, this is 220 millivolts on a 50 ohm load. So hundreds of millivolts, but it's something we can say send to an A to D converter. So, recimo, 0 dBm je ena moč, ki jo lahko dam na vhod ADA pretvornika. Ne? Kje so zdaj težave per načrtovanju sprejemnika? So, where are our problems? Težava je že tukaj, koliko bo zdaj tukaj ojačanje, ne? Tu ojačanje mora biti v velikostnem razredu 100 decibelov, ne? Kar je zelo veliko analogno ojačanje, ne? Če karkoli dobim iz antene kakšen drugi signal, ki je močnejši od tega minus 100 dBm, mi lahko ta ojačevalnik pošlje v nasičenje. So, I need an analog gain in the analog part of the receiver before doing any processing of around 100 dB. And any signal that is stronger than this and that is present from the antenna may drive this amplifier into saturation. Drugo vprašanje je, pri kakšni frekvenci F nič gre tukaj. Ne? Ker za to frekvenco F nič bo moralo biti narejeno sito. Ne? Ja, in zdaj, če si tukaj zapišem, ne? Se pravi, F nič deljeno z B je približno obremenjeni Q od tega sita. Ne? A je naloga izvedljiva, ali ni izvedljiva. So, also the filter is not as a simple component as I may think at the first instance. I am bound to a certain radio frequency carrier, F0, and I want a certain bandwidth. Now, is it possible to make such a filter? Is this Q something I'm able to make? Se das ploh ta Q izvest, ne? Če ta stvar izvedljiva, ne? Tako da vidimo tudi tukaj, tudi to vprašanje nima kar ta za trivialnega odgovora, ne? Mogoče najbolj preprost odgovor bi bil, kako rešiti vprašanje nasičenja tega večevalnika. So, the first, the most simplest question would be how to solve the saturation problem of the amplifier. And the saturation problem can be solved by building a chain. Vprašanje nasičenja lahko rešim s tem, da gradim verigo. Gradim verigo, ki vsebuje sita, in ojačevalnike. Spet sito. Spet ojačevalnik, ne? Spet sito. Spet ojačevalnik, ne? Spet sito, ne? So the problem of saturating the receiver with strong signals can be solved by splitting the gain into more stages and having more filters in between. So that the first filter will actually limit the amount of signals getting to the amplifier chain. Prvo sito bo omejilo količino vseh signalov, ki sploh gre v ojačevalnik, tako da ne bom zasičil ojačevalnik z nekim signalom, ki mene sploh ne zanima. So in this way I can avoid saturating this amplifier with signals that I'm not interested in at all. Na drugi strani sito na koncu bo omejilo širokopasoven šum, ki ga seva ta ojačevalnik. On the other hand, the filter at the output is going to limit the wideband noise being produced by this amplifier. So it's also solving problem. So the first step really, to solve the receiver problem, is to build the receiver not just from one concentrated amplifier, one concentrated filter, but have distributed filters and distributed amplifiers. Se pravi, da imamo porazdeljena ojačenja in porazdeljena sita in na ta način skušamo narediti ojačevalno verigo. Ne? No, na ta način so gradili sprejemnike okoli leta 1920. So, about 100 years ago, radio receivers were indeed built using such a configuration, having a filter, having a vacuum tube amplifier, a filter, a vacuum amplifier, filter, vacuum tube amplifier, filter. This is around 1920, 100 years ago. Ja,
kaj? Po teorijo za prvi člen verige je bolj, da se začne s filtrom ali ojačevalnikom?
Ja, vprašanje je tukaj. Vprašanje je začetek. Sito ustavlja neke slabljenja, se pravi nam odžira občutljivost, ne? Ojačevalnik brez vsakršnega sita je dovzeten na kakršnekoli motne prleti odnaprej. Tako da tukaj ni zdaj en odgovor, da mi je rekel, to je pravilno ali pa obratno pravilno. Tukaj moramo zelo razmisliti, koliko sita tukaj da. So the question is, what should we start our chain with an amplifier or with a filter? A filter is a passive device, has some insertion loss. So it's certainly going to degrade the performance of our receiver. On the other hand, if I start the chain with an amplifier, even a small gain amplifier may be saturated with very strong signals present from there. So there is no definite answer, should I start with a filter or should I start with an amplifier? I have to see from case to case, see how much filtering do I really need in front of the first stage of my amplifier. Tukaj bomo videti v resnici, koliko je potrebno in a začnem z sitom, a začnem z ojačevalnikom, tukaj ni zdaj nekega pametnega odgovora. Ne? Vidi ste še na vajo gor, kjer imamo za sprejem šumne temperature. Ne? Je zelo težko karkoli delati v tem okolju motor, kakor imam tukaj. In zgleda bo treba dati, ni antena dovolj sito, samo po sebi bo treba še dodatno sito dati, da boš vidite sploh karkoli videli. Ker pač smo v takšnem okolju motor sredi Ljubljane, je res katastrofa, kar se tega. So, talking about the receivers, we certainly want a very sensitive receiver set to observe the natural noise, the ground noise, the sky noise, the sun noise. But you have seen at the exercises we had on the roof that working without a filter is very difficult. So I will probably have to add a filter even to that exercise where sensitivity is the most important parameter. But I will have to add the filter to be able to see anything at all on the roof, unfortunately. No, takšna je rešitev, recimo leta 1920, kjer mogoče frekvence velikosten razred 1 MHz, pasovne širine velikosten razred 10 kHz, ne? In so te stvari izvedljive. So, for a frequency of 1 MHz, 1920, medium wave receiver, bandwidth of 10 kHz, these figures still work out. Te številke še zvedno delujejo, ne? Tako da se to da narediti. Ne? Jasno pa tu ni odgovor za vnaprej. Ne? So this is not an answer how to solve the many problems of a radio receiver. And the answer to the question now is that we badly need some non-linear signal processing already in the analog section, in the low signal levels. Se pravi, bomo rabili nelinearno obdelavo signalov, že pri zelo nizkih jakostih signalih na vhodu sprejemnika, zaradi tega, da bomo lahko zadostili vsem zahtevam, da bo sito izvedljivo, da bo jačanje izvedljivo, da bomo lahko takšno stvar naredili. Ne? No, eno vprašanje tudi, ki ga še nisem načel tukaj, ne? So, a further problem I didn't mention here is, if we have 100 dB of gain, what happens if I have radiation from the output back to the antenna? Radiation here means feedback. Če mi izhod mojega sprejemnika seva, ne, tak, ki ima zelo veliko jačanje 100 decibelov, 100 decibelov slabljenja že ni težko narediti, ne? Ne? Se lahko zgodi tudi, da mi bo izhod od sprejemnika sevo tu opolovila antena in stvar začne sama od sebe nihati. So, a very likely effect with such a receiver that has 100 dB of gain here, even if the gain is distributed. Even in this case, I may have this problem of feedback back to the antenna. Because I didn't really solve the problem. If I have radiation from the output back to the input, the receiving chain will start oscillating. Self-oscillating with the feedback it gets from itself. So this is certainly useless as a receiver. Tu vidimo, da bo takšen sprejemnik bo zelo težko uporaben, no kar se da narediti, so what we could actually do is provide shielding. Lahko bi oklapli zadnji del sprejemnika, zato da ne bi sreval, ne? Zabijemo pločevino v kuli, naredimo Faradayevo kletko, da ne bo sreval, ampak takšen naklop stane. So what we could do, the only straightforward solution is here to shield the offending stages, the ones that are radiating. I cannot shield the antenna, because if I shield the antenna, I'm not receiving anything. Ne moramo klopiti antene, ker če oklopi antena, potem nema ni sprejemo, se pravi, lahko klopi samo v ta rep sprejemnika tukaj, oklopimo, klop stane svoje denarje, ampak načeloma se stoji da narediti, ne? Ta oklop, zato ker gramo tukaj tudi decibeli, lahko vidiš, kaj so drago so. 100 dB of shielding may be quite expensive money-wise. Kakšno obdelavo lahko naredim v sprejemniku, da da se izognem tem takšnim težavam, tudi povratne vezave. No, zamisel je odkril Armstrong, ampak čisto slučajno. Edwin Armstrong was a famous American radio inventor. But during the First World War, Armstrong served the army in Europe. And he was located in Paris in a large radio receiving center. Armstrong je ta znan ameriški izumitelj, Edwin Armstrong, dosti njegovih izumov. Vse do frekvenčne modulacije njegovih izumov. No? Je našel rešitev leta 1918 in to čist po naključju, kadar je delal v Parizu v radijskem sprejemnem centru, takrat radio je bil še na začetku, ne? No in v Parizu so imeli celo vrsto sprejemnikov, sprejemniki so bili že z reakcijo, reakcija je bil izum Armstrongov, ne, izum, ne? In Armstrong je opazil čuden pojav. Če je drug sprejemnik sprejemal neko drugo postajo, pa da je slučajno tisti sprejemnik zanihal, takrat je lahko poslušal postaje na nekem svojem sprejemniku čisto drugačnih frekvencah. So what Armstrong discovered by chance in 1918, while working in Europe in a radio receiving center in Paris, in France. When some of the feedback receivers started oscillating, the other receivers started picking up stations at frequencies that were not supposed to be there. No, kar je Armstrong odkril, je odkril mešanje. Ne? Kar v časovnem prostoru je to množenje. So Armstrong discovered frequency mixing. That's actually multiplication in the time domain. Če imam tukaj recimo a krat kozinus omega 1 t, b krat kozinus recimo omega 2 t, ne? Če tukaj izhod je alfa krat u1 krat u2, ne? Če je tukaj u1, če je tukaj u2, ne? Če je tukaj mešalnik, ne? So he called the effect frequency mixing. But it's really multiplication. In the time domain. Če tu zdaj zapišem, tu je lahko alfa krat a krat b krat kozinus omega 1 t krat kozinus omega 2 t, ne? Ja, ampak tu je, če kozinus razstavim, alfa a b, ne? Polovic, kozinus omega 1 in omega 2 t in kozinus omega 1 manj omega 2. Ne? So, if I have multiplication, multiplication is a non-linear operation. Multiplication will generate the sum and the difference of the two input frequencies. In zdaj tukaj, on je tu prvič videl, odkril v radijskih sprejemnikih. So Armstrong observed this practically in radio receivers, while one of the receivers was a feedback receiver and was made to oscillate, so it was generating radio frequency. It was generating the local oscillator here. The other signals were converted to new frequencies. Druge signale je mešal na nova frekvenčna pasoda. Ne? No in takšno stvar se je dalo izkoristiti v sprejemniku. Dobro, Armstrong zvitko, ker je bil, je takoj patentiral iz tega ven heterodinski sprejemnik. So Armstrong immediately patented the heterodyne receiver. Kakšen je zdaj račun v heterodinskem sprejemniku? Jaz pridem za mojim signalom iz antene, ne? Ta signal zdaj mešam v množilniku, ne? Z nekim lokalnim oscilatorjem na frekvenciji lokalnega oscilatorja, ne? In tukaj ven dobim vsoto in razliko frekvenc, pravi F1 in FLO, F1 manj FLO, ne? Tukaj lahko zdaj izsejem. Recimo izberem med frekvenco F1 manj FLO. Ne? In zdaj tukaj naprej ojačam ta signal. Ne? Ojačam jasno signal med frekvencami. So, what I do in a heterodyne receiver, I multiply the incoming signal from the antenna with some local oscillator. I get the sum and the difference of the two frequencies. I select one of the two, for instance, my intermediate frequency is the difference, could be the sum, say it's the difference, and I'm amplifying only this difference. Kje je zdaj prednost takšnega našega načina? So, what is the advantage here? There are several advantages. First, moj kvaliteta sit, ne, je zdaj vrednost med frekvence deljeno z pasovno širino. Ne, če imam tukaj pasovno širino. So my queue loaded of the filters is no longer the input frequency, but the intermediate frequency. Maybe this is easier to make than directly this at the input frequency. Se pravi, lahko je ta stvar lažje izvedljiva, kakor pa neposredno to, ne? Tudi še nekaj, lahko jaz, če spreminjam vhodno frekvenco, lahko se oglušujem z lokalnim oscilatorjem, ampak to tukaj držim konstantno. So, even if I'm tuning my receiver to different frequencies, I may keep my intermediate frequency constant. So, these filters are much easier to make if they're made just for one frequency, if they need not be tuned to several different frequencies. In še en trik je tukaj zelo pomemben. Kaj se zgodi, če imam tukaj 7, je? What happens with radiation if I have radiation from the back end of my receiver back into the antenna? Tukaj Fn ni enak vrednosti med frekvence. So the input frequency is not identical to the intermediate frequencies. That means no feedback. V heterodinskem sprejemniku, zato ker sem jaz zamenjal frekvenco, tu je sicer signal, ki je sorazmeren temu, ampak je v drugem frekvenčnem pasu. Jaz ga sicer lahko izsevam, ampak tega antena ne bo več lovila. So, here in the heterodyne receiver, I may radiate some unwanted radiation here, out of the amplifier stages. But this unwanted radiation may end up in the antenna. But the frequency is the wrong one. There's not going to be any feedback. So I solved the feedback problem. Se pravi, imam, tu je lahko izvedljivo, tu je konstantno, in nimam povratne vezave, ne? So here I solved really many problems. Using such an approach. Are there any disadvantages of this kind of receiver? Imamo sploh kakšno slabo lasnost, smo tukaj vse samo pridobili, ne? Smo pridobili sita lažje izdelamo, so za konstantno frekvenco povratne vezave ni, tako da mrsi česa smo se rešili tukaj, ne? A imamo kakšno slabo lasnost? Ja. Žal imamo tudi slabo lasnost, ne? In sicer, jaz imam lahko tukaj noter, v anteno lahko pride zrcalna frekvenca. I may have the mirror frequency entering the antenna, and the mirror frequency may give the IF frequency, for instance, like F mirror plus F local oscillator. If here was minus. Ali pa lahko tudi kakšna drugačna relacija tukaj vmes, ne? Ampak še zmerem lahko dobim med frekvenco tudi še na druge načine in ena taka možnost je zrcalna frekvenca, ne? Naprimer, če naredimo sklir tukaj zdaj, ne? Če si izberemo med frekvenco, recimo 500 kHz. Z Let's choose the intermediate frequency, 500 kHz. Let's put the local oscillator at 300 kHz. The desired frequency, F1, may be 800 kHz. But the mirror frequency at 200 kHz is also going to provide the intermediate frequency. Naš sprejemnik se ne bo odzival samo na željeno frekvenco 800 kHz, pač pa se bo odzival tudi na frekvenco 200 kHz, kar je 300 kHz. Če preštejem, bom zdaj dobil med frekvenco 500 kHz. Se pravi, slaba lastnost heterodinskega sprejemnika je zrcalni odziv. So the real problem of any kind of heterodyne receiver is a mirror frequency. No, kakšen zdaj rata sprejemnik, da se bomo tega zrcalnega odziva rešili? So how can we avoid this mirror response is adding filters. Se pravi, zrcalnega odziva se lahko rešimo na ta način, da dodajamo sita. Ne? Naprimer, tako antena. Ne? Iz antene imamo eno prvo sito in to sito je v glavnem namenjeno slabljenju zrcalne frekvence. Gremo na mešalnik. Tukaj pridemo z lokalnim oscilatorjem. Gremo med frekvenca. Ja čujem, ne? Še eno sito. In grem naprej, ne? No, kje je zdaj račun naš? Recimo, če gradimo UKV radijski sprijemnik in sprijemamo radijsko postajo na tukaj na RF frekvenciji, recimo 89 MHz. Ne? So let's see an example of a broadcast receiver receiving an FM broadcast at 98 MHz. The bandwidth here, pasovna širina, je 200 kHz. The bandwidth of an FM broadcast is 200 kHz. Ja, zdaj vidimo že prvo naše vprašanje, ne, tukaj, ne? Koliko bi moral biti tukaj QL, ne? Bi moral biti FRF z B, ne? Bi morala biti ta stvar zdaj velikosten razred 490. So if I want to filter this signal directly in the RF stage, I need a loaded Q of 490. Okay. 490, it's a cavity resonator, it can no longer be an LC circuit. But if I mix this signal down with a local oscillator at 108.7 MHz. Then my intermediate frequency is F local oscillator minus F RF is 10.7 MHz. Okay? So here I have 10.7 MHz. How about the Q? Kako izvedejo stvari z kvaliteto? Tukaj bo pa F med frekvence deljeno z pasovno širino, je pa 10,7 deljeno z 200 kHz, megahercu, ne? Je ta stvar koliko zdaj? Je to 54, ne? So the Q here is only about 54. 54 is okay for an LCQ. Here we see how the down conversion to a lower frequency makes the problem solvable. Now the problem can be solved here. Because at 10.7 I can make that Q. I cannot make the same Q in the RF section. Feedback? I don't have feedback because here I have 10.7. Even if I have feedback back to the antenna, because this is 10.7 megahertz, and here I have a filter for 98 megahertz, so no feedback. Where do I have the image frequency? Kje imam zdaj zrcalna frekvenca, ne? Zrcalna frekvenca bo pa zdaj frekvenca lokalnega oscilatorja in frekvenca medfrekvence. So the image frequency will be the Doppler oscillator plus the IF, because here was minus, here is plus. In koliko je 108,7 in 10,7 je 119,4 MHz. So, the image frequency of such a receiver, as I have here, is 119.4 MHz. Can I remove this image frequency with this filter? The Q loaded will be approximately average frequency divided by the difference of the two frequencies. The average frequency is 108.7. The average of the two, the desired one and the undesired, željena in neželjena poprečna frekvenca bo 10. Razlika frekvenc bo pa 21,4 MHz. Kar mi da tukaj približno 5. So a Q of 5 can be made using LC circuits. Here I calculated how far the image is from my desired signal. And I calculated the Q I need in the RF section. This is okay. A Q of 5 can be made. Se pravi, zračunal sem še za to sito, ki bo zdaj ne služi več sejanju vhodnega signala, pač pa služi sejanju zrcalnega odziva. Ne? Za zrcalni odziv iz sejat, kakšen Q rabim? Rabim povprečno frekvenco, deljeno z razliko frekvenc, povprečna frekvenca je ravno moj lokalni oscilator, 108,7, povprečje od obeh, ne? Od RF in zrcalne, ne? Razlika frekvence pa dvakrat na vrednost frekvence 21,4. Q je 5, tudi tu se da izvesti. Tudi tu je izvedljivo. Ne? So the whole task now has solutions. I can make this filter, I can make this filter, I have no feedback. So all problems, at least in theory, are now solved for my receiver. I couldn't do the same. Ne bi si mogel prvošiti tega na ta način, ker tukaj ne moram dosežiti kvalitete, imam povratno vezavo z izhodno vzhod, z nazajno vhod, imam kup tega. Tukaj se vsemu temu rešim z heterodinskim sprejemnikom. Res pa, da sem predelil novo težavo. Predelil sem zrcalno frekvenco, če sem prej nisem obljubil. Ampak zrcalna frekvenca, ki sem predelil, tu je pa zdaj težava, nova težava, ki se jo zdaj, sem si jo nakopal tukaj na vrat. Ne? Dobro. Zdaj, katere gradnike tukaj znamo narediti, katere gradniko ne znamo. So, which components are we able to make here and which components are we not able to make here? We learned how to make amplifiers. Smo se učili, kako se dela večevalnike. We learned how to make filters. Učili smo se, kako se dela sita. We learned how to make oscillators, even a whole frequency synthesizer we could put here. Učili smo se, kako se naredi oscilator, lahko prosto tekoč oscilator, lahko pa tudi cel frekvenčni sintetizator. Tukaj smo se, tudi tu smo se učili. Se pravi, vse gradnike smo odkljukali, ne? Smo se učili ojačevalnik, smo se učili sito, smo se učili sito, smo se učili sito, smo se učili oscilator. Kateri gradnik nam ostane? Ostane nam, kako bomo naredili mešalnik, oziroma množilnik v časovnem prostoru. So, the component that's still unknown is here the mixer. How to make the mixer? Mixer is a very, very bad expression. It is really a multiplier in time domain. But in frequency domain, we used to call it mixer. Maybe this expression derives really from Armstrong. But it has nothing to do about mixing. It's just multiplication in the time domain. Se pravi, gre za množilnik. Množimo v časovnem prostoru. Kaj zdaj potrebujemo za to, da lahko množimo? No? S kakšnim gradnikom lahko množimo? Tukaj načeloma za množenje je lahko katerikoli nelinearen gradnik je dovolje, da imamo kvadratično odziv. So, any component that has some kind of quadratic response can be used as a mixer. Če na primer damo naša dva generatorja U1 in U2, ne? Jih vežem zaporedno in jih priključim med diodo, ne? Tok skozi diodo, tukaj notri, če ga zapišem, če je tu nelinaren gradnik, bo nek alfa 0 in alfa 1 krat U in alfa 2 krat U kvadrat in alfa 3 U na tretjo in pikce, ne, če je splošen nelinaren gradnik, ne pišem. So, writing the equation of a general non-linear device, it's a polynomial. In ta polinom, če ga zdaj zapišem z vhodnimi veličinami, je alfa 0 in alfa 1, U1 in U2 in alfa 2, U1 in U2 na kvadrat in pikce, ne? So inserting both input voltages and rewriting the terms, alfa 0, alfa 1 U1 in alfa 1 U2 in alfa 2 U1 na kvadrat in alfa 2 2 U1 U2 in alfa 2 U2 kvadrat in pikce. Kateri člen je za nas pomemben? Za nas je pomemben člen, ki nam da produkt. So for us, the important term for mixing is the one that gives us the product of the two voltages. Any non-linear component will generate mixing terms. Kateri kor je nelinearen gradnik bo gradil? Zdaj tukaj je lahko dioda, lahko je bipolarni transistor, lahko je FET, lahko je kakšen koli nelinearen gradnik. So, any kind of non-linear device, maybe a diode, semiconductor junction, a Schottky junction is really preferred because it behaves better at higher frequencies. Can be a bipolar transistor, can be a field effect transistor, any kind of device that has a non-linear response will work as a mixer. Kakršen koli gradnik, ki gradnik, ki ima nelinearno odzivlo, uporabljamo po krvi mešalnik. Zdaj pa, za same mešalnike, za graditi same mešalnike, dosti krat bi poskušali uporabiti več nelinearnih gradnikov in jih povezati na tak način uvezje, da ojačamo predvsem ta odziv. So on many occasions we try to put more than one non-linear component in our circuit and connect these non-linear components in such a way that we add up, we sum up the desired terms and we remove the undesired terms, as many as we can. We cannot remove all of the undesired terms, but we can remove them. No, in ena takšna vezava je balančni mešalnik. So, a balanced mixer using a transformer is already such a circuit. Putting here one source, putting here the other source, and putting here two of these non-linear elements. And this is now the output of our balanced, single balanced mixers. Kaj naredi nam transformator? Transformator zamenja polariteto signala U1 na tej diodi, ki je to diodo, ne? Ampak te dve diodi so tudi tako vezani, da se bo tudi v izhodu, se bo sta njihova signala odštela, ne? Tako da nazadnje se bo ojačil ta člen tukaj, ne? Temu se reče balančni mešalnik. So this is a balanced mixer. Dosti krat naredimo tako stvar za transistori, z bipolarnimi transistori. So such a thing is on many occasions is made from bipolar transistors. This is output. This is U2, and U1 is connected in the basis. Dosti krat se recimo odpeh transistorno ali takšen balančni mešalnik. Z balančnim mešalnikem smo že rešili problem, da U1 nikakor ne pride na izhod. So a balanced mixer has the nice feature that U1 is not present at the output. Only U2 is present at the output. Če si zamislimo zdaj, še naprej gremo graditi dvakraten balančen mešalnik, so trying to build a doubly balanced mixer. We have no crosstalk from the any on the, of the input back to the output. Naredimo dvojno balančni mešalnik z dvemi transformatorji. So using two transformers I can build a doubly balanced mixer. Diode v tem primeru zdaj vežem v venček. So I connect the four rectifiers into a so-called ring. Be careful, this is a ring, this is not a bridge circuit. Paste, tu je venček, venček ni mostiček. This is the output of our circuit. This is a dvojnobalančnem mešalniku še poskušam jaz različne člene tukaj uničiti. V dvojnobalančnem mešalniku bom vse člene, ki so neposredno v ene na dolničil, ostane samo člen produkta, zato ker, če imam štiri diode, ki so štiri usmernike, ki so med sabo popolnoma enake. So in double balance mixer, I'm trying to cancel out all unwanted terms that depend just on U1 or just on U2. And I only get auto products. Jasno, ta stvar ima rešitev tudi z transistori. So, a doubly balanced mixer can also be built with transistors. And I will make the drawing here. Se pravi, ta se ima biti tudi dvojno balančne mešalnike s transistori. In sicer imam tri pare transistorjev tukaj. I have three pairs of transistors. Here I have a current source for bias. Imam tukaj recimo vir U1, ga pripeljem med bazo transistorjev, nisem narisal nič vezi za delovno točko. U2 pa pripeljem sem U2, pripeljem sem. In še ta U1 ga moram še gor pripeljati. Have to reach the other base on the other side. With U2, and now I simply connect the two outputs in parallel. Here I have a symmetrical balanced output. This is also called a Gilbert setup. Multiplier or mixer, depending whether I'm in frequency domain or in time domain. Gilbert cell se ponavadi uporablja v notranjosti integriranih fizisov. The Gilbert cell circuit is the one that is usually used inside integrated circuits so that we avoid transformers. We cannot make transformers on a chip. Oh, it's very difficult to make transformer on a chip. Well, the Gilbert cell is only using bipolar transistors or field effect transistor. It can also be built with field effect transistors. And that's a mixer to be used in inside integrated circuits. Dobro, naredimo od Marsde.
Ja. Še eno vprašanje. Zakaj pa smo presil, ko smo ga zmerali na vaji, se je to predstavljalo pri obeh vhodih, glede na to, da je veze simetrično za diodni?
Ja, že ni bilo tako simetrično. Ali pa ste diode vi skurili kakšno diodo? Kako?
Ampak ste bila res različna. Za 20
dnici. Ste že kaj pokurili? Jaz